Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. Now, not so long ago, I had Mike Chadwick, the host of Progressive Property Network in Manchester, on here sharing all about his property investment journey and why he got into property, why he did certain things in property, such as selling everything and then restarting again, and also why he decided to host networking events and the benefits around that. However, at the end of the interview, when we were finished up and chatting afterwards, he mentioned to me that he actually had a co-host at Progressive Property Network Manchester, and she was somebody very special. So what I've decided to do is get her on the podcast as well to introduce her to you and to find out a little bit about how she got into property, what she's doing in property, and how she helps and supports Mike in the background or right at the front of Progressive Property Network in Manchester. Now, if you've ever been to Manchester PPN, you've probably met this lady, but if you've not, you're going to meet her right now. It is Justine Palin. Hi, Justine. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, Mike Chadwick kept you completely secret on me until the end of his podcast episode a few weeks ago. So, who are you? How did you meet Mike? And what for anyone listening in, where are you based? How did you meet Mike? Why did you decide to start sort of running a networking event with him?
Yeah, cool. So I've known Mike for quite some time now. And also I'm local, so I'm Manchester, Cheshire area. And yeah, we just got connected and he said, look, it'd be really, really great if you'd like to come along and help co-host the event and probably sprinkle a little bit extra into the meeting. So I'm like, fabulous, I will do, thank you.
So from a property perspective, have you been involved in property?
I have.
So when did you start?
So 30 years ago, and I started off in property through my landlady. Okay. When I went to uni, a while before that, and she was amazing. She had a stack of property and I thought, I want to be like her. And I had the opportunity to work in Saudi, all tax-free. So I went to Saudi when I was 23, came back like Dick Whittington with a bag of money, and I bought my first property in London, and I made 100 grand on it in a year.
Wow. This is what, 1990s?
Oh, yeah,
1990s.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you bought a property.
Refurbed it, did it all up, sold it, and then re-diversified the money into two properties and did the same and the same.
And then you started to build up a portfolio. So having started in property 30 years ago, I mean, right now, if you continue to do that, you must have, what, hundreds of properties?
Ideally, but no.
What happened?
Life changes, doesn't it? So I've had to diversify and sell off aspects of my portfolio over the last few years just for personal reasons. Yeah. And I think when I start off in property, I did things by instinct, not necessarily through an educated way. So I made some mistakes. For example, I should never have sold the properties in London. We bought a flat and basically I converted one bed flat into two bed flat. Yeah. I did a title split unknowingly so. Bought the freehold, sold the freehold on, split it off. And it's like, oh, I should have kept it. Yeah. So I think through those mistakes, I just thought I want to be properly educated.
Right.
And bring my, it was more by chance really. And I thought, I want to focus on this and do it seriously. So I need to get educated to do that.
Right. So I meet a lot of people and they say, I don't need any education. Everything I've ever did, I read in a book or I watched a YouTube. I built my portfolio myself. So you actually started the 90s, built up a portfolio, made mistakes.
Yep.
And I guess buy to flip is a little bit feast and famine, isn't it? You get
exactly
a big lump of money when you sell it. You just put it all into the next one.
Exactly.
So did you said you decided you're going to get educated. So recently you've educated yourself?
Yeah. So I did an intensive a year plus program. It's great. Really, really good. And the secret for that was not only the education, but it's also the network and building a community. And so people can probably invest, learning from books and things, but you need your network around you.
Yeah, yeah. The book really doesn't talk back to you.
No, exactly.
Or talk to you.
And help you and fine-tune things. And I just think you can only go so far by doing things isolation.
There'll be a lot of people who watch the podcast and they're going, well, you know, I've done everything myself and they've got one or two deals or maybe three or four deals. And I've met anyone I've ever met who's done like 30, 40, 50 plus properties, they'll always say that they wouldn't have got there without education and support. And also I meet a lot of people who tried to do it alone and then came back and educated themselves.
Exactly.
So for anyone listening who's thinking, I'm going to do it alone or I can do it alone or I've been doing it alone and they think they're making progress, I guess why is it for somebody, there'll be people listening maybe going, well, geez, she did property in the 90s. She started in the 90s. She's doing it 30 years. She's done loads of deals. Surely she doesn't need any more knowledge. So did you learn stuff never knew?
Yes, absolutely. And it's even like today's economy and climate, we've got to have a different mindset and a different approach to things.
Yeah.
So I think good luck to you if you want to do it on your own, but you're only going to get so far and you probably make a load of mistakes along the way and you probably won't grow as quickly unless you work with other people, and certainly like JV partners as well.
Yeah.
So it's just a different approach nowadays.
All right, so you're looking to build a portfolio professionally now on the back of the education.
Yes, definitely.
What type of properties are you looking for? So have you got a specific type, a specific strategy that you're focused on?
So I want to get small blocks of flats and then do title splits and just hold them.
Right. And what's your interest and why small blocks of flats?
Well, there's always a strategy for, everybody's got their own strategy which works for them. Mine's about building a lifestyle.
Yep.
So I don't want to have HMOs, I don't want to have SAs, and I know you can probably make as equally good money, but I just want to keep things simple and do it that way.
Right.
And then actually I'm designing a portfolio and a strategy that's going to work well for my future, what I want to be doing.
Right. So a lot of people, when they come into property, is looking for one of two things. One is cash flow, or the other one is capital growth, capital value.
Yeah.
So where is your main focus on your property business, cash flow or capital?
Capital, because I've got cash flow through my separate business.
Okay, and your separate business is?
Is a virtual assistant business.
Okay.
So I basically matchmake UK property businesses with overseas VAs from the Philippines.
Okay, so one of our main flagship events here at Progressive is multiple streams of property income.
Yeah.
And the reason we call it multiple streams of property income is because you need multiple streams of income. If you are relying on one income stream in today's world, you will likely retire not where you should have. You will likely retire with not enough oxygen income to sustain yourself in retirement. And most people have one form of income, which is their job. But even in property, even if you get into property and you want to quit that job and go full-time in property, you don't just want to have the one stream of income. So for instance, I've set up my own letting agency to manage my portfolio, to cash flow that portfolio, but I manage properties for other landlords. So I make my income from the rental property, but I also have a business that manages those properties and I manage properties for other people. Multiple streams of property income. So you decided to go down the route of setting up a virtual assistant business.
Yes.
What made you interested in virtual assistants? When did you set up the business and why?
I set up the business close to 3 years ago, but I've been using virtual assistants for about 4 or 5 years now. And what happened is I know I wanted to maximize my time properly and I didn't want to actually be doing all the lead generation, social media. I wanted to actually, it's like some hacks, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So I got a VA, you know, really, really early on to help me do the lead generation, social media, and push that side of my business. And on the back of that, I saw the people who actually wanted the same as what I was doing. And I happened to outsource my VA at the time to somebody else. And I'm like, oh my God, she's amazing. And I'm like, fabulous. So the idea went off, the light bulb moment to set up an agency.
Yep.
So that's what I've been doing. And I'm fortunate now that I'm able to diversify my attention, getting back into property then, while you know my business is growing. Right.
So you basically hire virtual assistants abroad. You've got the experience and skill set to know what a good one is. You've got the systems to track what they're doing.
Exactly.
And then you basically, you're almost doing a rent to rent with a virtual assistant rather than a property.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
A really, really simple structure. And it's making sure working with clients who, you know, want to buy back some of their time. A lot of clients may have like the 4-hour working week ideology. Mm. So they're either wanting to buy back the time and spend more time, have time freedoms, or actually be more efficient in the business.
Yeah.
And a VA helps you with that, no doubt about it.
Wow. And then that means you've got your cash flow business set up.
Yeah.
And now the property side is the capital
exactly.
value side. And
definitely.
The cash flow side, is that to fund the purchases? How are you going to, what sort of strategies, what's your plan for funding the purchases?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it completely separate.
Yeah.
So my plan is to fund purchases moving forward with JV partners who actually want to get a really, really good return on the money and work with somebody who's experienced in property then as well.
Right.
So that's my plan and focus moving forward.
Okay, so outside of joint venture partners for and you know private investors for raising money for your property deals,
yeah.
you've also got into this joint venture partnership with a certain Mike Chadwick.
I have.
So how did that, I know you said you kind of knew each other and stuff, so how did all that come about and what made you interested in co-hosting PPN Manchester?
Yeah, I've been involved in other networking events, to be honest, and I just thought it was a brilliant opportunity. I know Mike, we got on really well and we've got very complementary skills. Mm. And for me, actually being involved in a networking event would help me also build my portfolio the way I want it and hold myself to account.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time we get into things and time passes by and we actually don't realise it. And I just thought, you know what, hold myself into account. 2024 is going to be a brilliant year, and it is a brilliant year so far. And that's probably part of the remit with it. And I also think it's nice giving something back.
Yeah.
You know, meeting people, supporting them on a different stage of the journey. And I like the vibe. And I like having a bit of fun, really, to be honest. Range of reasons, Kevin.
If anybody's looking to come and meet you, find out what the vibe is like in PPN Manchester.
It's marvellous.
Yeah. When is PPN Manchester?
It's the fourth Thursday of every month.
Right. Fourth Thursday of each month, not the last Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. Fourth Thursday.
Right.
And it's very sociable. And there's a bar. And we get a lot of lovely people who come back month after month, so it feels more like a community as well.
Right. And if anybody wants to book a ticket to put to PPN Manchester, there'll be a link in the description somewhere. But also you can go to the progressivepropertynetwork.co.uk, the website. So www.progressivepropertynetwork.co.uk, and just look for your PPN locations. There'll be like PPN locations tab. And click on it and find PPN Manchester. Or maybe you're listening to this and you're not in Manchester, then there's a PPN location somewhere near you, somewhere in the UK. So go to progressivepropertynetwork.co.uk, find your local network location and show up to a local one. Let the local host know that it is Justine's fault for you showing up at their event, for her coming on the podcast and sharing all about Manchester and her virtual assistant business. For anyone who's looking to find you and stuff as well, reach out to you on social media. Outside of the PPN event, how could they find you?
Yeah, so LinkedIn. I think I'm Justine-Palin. There can't be that many of us. And also on Facebook, probably the easiest thing to do.
Right. And I think you're going to be inundated with people reaching out to you, looking for you on social media and getting over to Manchester to the networking event. What about for people who are starting off in property right now, thinking, is now a good time? Can they do property? Do you believe anybody could be successful in property?
It's about having the right mindset. So anybody can do, you've just got to commit and you've got to have belief. You've just got to know what you're doing, get trained. And if you commit to doing all of that, anybody can do anything with property.
I hear this a lot, and I talk a lot about mindset, and then I'll go on social media and I'll hear people go, oh, these property gurus talking about mindset. Rob Moore, the co-founder of Progressive, once said, the skill set without the mindset will leave you upset. And I thought, oh, rubbish, and I was left upset because I didn't have the mindset. But when you talk about mindset, what does mindset mean to you?
To me, mindset is about positivity. It's trying to find solutions to things that you may not know. And the biggest thing I read over the weekend was not one day. Like people say, oh, one day I'll be doing it. It's like not one day. You flip it day one. So you start and you do it today. So don't put things off.
Right.
And if there's anything like people can think about, it is that whole term, like one day to day one, you do it today. That's the biggest thing for mindset. You procrastinate or you look at other people and you get unnerved and you think, oh, I can't do it. They're all doing it. Just commit.
Do you think a lot of people never start because they're worried about making a mistake if they started?
I think so, but also about identity.
Right.
So a lot of people maybe have an identity that I'm a doctor or I do this and I can't do that. And it's like, no, your job, everything doesn't define who you are. You can do whatever you want to do. And yes, mistakes may prevent people from starting, but actually, even if they start on books and podcasts, listen to your podcasts, and as an example, everybody can pick up some nuggets and start learning. So it's just a case of getting on with it, and don't let where you are today in life define your future.
Right. And you've been in property now for on and off for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
What would you say is your biggest learning curve, your biggest experience over that period of time?
I'd have to say my biggest thing would be hang on to property. You know, some people buy property, it might be a duff, they'll actually get rid of it and then replace it. Mm. But if I could have kept some of the properties that I had in London, it'd be like amazing. And that's my biggest thing, I'd say. But also, today is never too late.
Yeah.
So like in 20 years and 30 years that time, like buying today will be really, really marvellous.
Yeah.
So that probably be my biggest thing. And also, second point, surround yourself with people with the right mindset and who can also bring you up with them. Mm. And, you know, lean into people. Don't just sit there and go it alone.
You said something really interesting there about in 20 or 30 years time, because I see a lot of people out there and they're saying, oh, it's really expensive in property right now. But 2007 was so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Yet in 2007, I used to think it was really expensive.
Yeah.
And is today's expensive 2050s cheap?
True, actually. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good way of thinking about it. And it's like, you've just got to get started. So probably will be like, when we look back thinking, oh my God, 2024, it's like cheap as chips.
Yeah.
And there's never, you know, we can look back and we can say, oh, we should have bought property 10 years ago, 20, or look at, say, our parents with when they pay for things. But you shouldn't let that stop you. You know, it's actually find a way to get the finance to acquire the properties in.
What would you say from 30 years in property of doing it and not doing it? You've said you made mistakes. You didn't always buy the right house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would have been a bigger mistake? Doing a deal that wasn't perfect or not doing the deal at all?
Not doing the deal at all.
Why?
Well, we read a lot and people go and invest in education, don't do things, as an example. And it goes back to that one day. And they're too scared to commit. It's got to be perfect. But with anything, you only ever really get your experience when you cut your teeth on the project. Mm. So you just put it down to, well, that's experience, and this is what I learned from it. And as long as you've got some learning and you roll that learning forward, you're going to be okay. And it's not like we don't make mistakes. We all make mistakes in some capacity or other. But that's not the reason why we shouldn't do something. The fear of mistakes shouldn't stop us. It's actually just, if you think you're going to make mistakes or unsure, more than ever, get your community around you. Really get involved in PPM, for example, and just learn from other people then.
You started in property in the 90s. You bought and sold some stuff. You stopped.
Yep.
You had your exit plan back then. Have you got a completely different exit plan this time? And what's the exit plan?
Well, different stage of life, Kevin. So my exit plan is to hold, and it's more about lifestyle now.
Yeah.
So I've got kids. They're getting on with their own lives, which is amazing. So what I wanted 20, 30 years ago is very different to where I want to be now. And it's more about a lifestyle and where I want to be with my life. And hence why I want to have property which is easy for me. Mm. And I've got more freedoms and to be going where I want to in the world on that basis, but have the security behind me to do that.
Now, I've got another question for you, because I've known her co-host at PPN Manchester, Progressive Property Network in Manchester, for about 9 years, because I started hosting Progressive Property Network Sheffield. He was hosting Progressive Property Network Manchester. What's he really like?
That'd be telling. What are you going to pay me for that one?
Now, what's the best thing about working with Mike Chadwick in Manchester, and what's the worst thing about working with him?
Do you know what? I wouldn't say there's anything worse with working with him. We work extremely well together. We have a laugh, and it's actually, you get to the point of, and I think with any co-host, we're very similar. There's no flies on us. We're straight down the line. And the best thing is he's very approachable and very likable. And that's what you want when you've got somebody stood at the front of the room with no rubbish.
She's only saying that because she knows he's going to be watching this or listening to it. No, he's amazing. I've known him for years. He's amazing. For anybody who is watching this, on a more serious note, for anybody who's watching this and they're thinking, you know, I don't always network. I don't like networking. I don't attend networking events very often. Yeah. I feel uncomfortable, etc. How do you, as a host, make people feel comfortable? Is it welcoming? I guess, what would you say to people who are feeling a little bit more uncomfortable networking to get out there and
Okay, some tips. Even as a host, we like to find out who's new in the room. It's the first time coming to a meeting. It's the first time, say, progressive. So we like to, here's how the meeting's going to run, what are you looking for, and just have that sort of conversation and then do the introductions. But if you've been to meetings before but you're still unsure about networking, I'd say tactics, get there in the room first, really early, so you're comfortable. People come in, you don't need to go and join groups, you're already actually starting the conversation. And maybe have one or two points that you want to say which aren't going to be too cheesy, won't put people off, but they also get to know you a bit. So go in with just something that you're prepared to say, and also have like a 20-second pitch if you want to, ready. So then if you're there for a certain reason or to attract investors or to promote your business, go with a little elevator pitch to say.
So an elevator pitch is like how to make yourself investable in the room.
Exactly. So for instance, if you and I were to meet in a lift, I've only got like 20 seconds to get to know you before you go up and say, Kevin, I'm gonna have some cash from you. It's like, have that pitch ready.
Right.
And you know some of the key things that you want to be saying in advance and just be yourself.
Yeah.
People like real people.
Awesome. So I want you to do me a favor. I want to know what it's really like at Progressive Property Network in Manchester. So get yourself booked on there, get down there and tell me, are Mike and Justine doing a good job? Do they make you feel welcome? Go to progressivepropertynetwork.co.uk. Book a ticket to Progressive Property Network in Manchester. Find me on social media and give me some feedback. Be my spy. Before we go, I'm going to do one other thing. I challenge you to show our audience here on the podcast an elevator pitch for your business right now. 20 seconds, go.
Right, we're in the lift together. Hi, Kevin, lovely to meet you. I hope you don't mind me asking, but I'm really, really keen. How do you find your deals at the moment?
Oh, I struggle.
Oh, man. Do you ever use virtual assistants at all?
No, I wouldn't know how to find one.
Oh, do you know what? It'd be amazing. Oh, my God, I want to first of all, very quickly, can I give you my business card then?
Absolutely.
So my business is the VA Property Company, and I help and I match make small property businesses with amazing overseas virtual talent from the Philippines to help with lead generation, social media, bookkeeping, the things that you probably hate doing, I can help you with.
Wow, so it's called the...
The VA Property Company.
The VA Property Company.
Yes.
Okay, let me know in the comments what you thought of her pitch. Let me know on social media in the comments if you use the VA Property Company and what it is like. But you've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. I've been Kevin McDonald. She has been Justine Palin. You've been awesome as always, and I'll see you next week.